Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, live and remote in Madison, Alabama. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, we're having some connectivity with Jeff Poore. Hey, I think you sent him a separate clean feed connection there, Big Rig. So just go ahead and get him on the phone and get him on that way right now. Why? We're going to start this thing. Are you there? Is that Jeff Poore?
I'm here. I don't understand why. What's going on?
Jeff, I came all the way down here to deal with this.
Okay,
you guys, I thought Jeff. I've been here for 5 minutes.
There's like some Jeff kind of hoodoo going on.
I'm sorry about that.
That's no worries. Okay, I have all. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to freaking call the roll. How about that? Ah, sitting in front of me, staring at me with gray hair and his beard. By the way,
getting old, man.
That's right. 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Also writes for Yellowhammer News, as well as hosting his own show, the Dale Jackson Show, on channels like all over Alabama now. Dale Jackson, how you doing? All right, stand at ease. And also coming to us from FM Talk 106.5, host of his own Jeff Poore Show, and, oh, by the way, the editor-in-chief from 1819 News, who apparently does know how to use technology and actually got on clean feed. How you doing, brother?
I'm about to call in here. Give me a moment.
You're fine. You stay where you are. Don't move. All right, Big Rig, I pronounce a quorum. Give me some of that sound effect that we use for the Grand Council.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da! All right, we are back right now. Grand Council. All right, Liz, I'm going to take the first question. I talked about it quite a bit. Space Camp. Woo! Not only did I predict it's going to be there, I'm going to grab it and make the first question out of it. So
it's pretty easy to make your prediction come true when you do that.
I just go ahead and live up to my own stuff, you know. But so today we had House Bill 130 in committee. That's Representative Matt Butler's bill that the liberal media likes to call the Don't Say Gay bill. But it basically just adds to existing law and says, hey, K-12, you can't talk about gender fluidity and all that crap with our kids. He added Space Camp to it. Republican-led committee today, chaired by Representative Terry Collins, voted down the Space Camp Amendment. Your thoughts, starting with you, Jeff Poore.
Are they afraid that perhaps if we start monkeying around with Space Camp, we lose it? I don't know. I'm a little surprised to hear that, but I guess we're a little gun-shy coming out of that controversy.
I guess. I mean, I got more thoughts than that. Go ahead, Dale. What do you think about
it? Well, maybe they are afraid. Maybe that is what's going on here. But I will tell you this right now. There better be some sort of a solution coming down the pipe here relatively soon on this, where they're going to be able to claim, hey, we talked to Space Camp. They're going to this, and this. They're going to stop this nonsense. We're getting reports from people that talk about how they're asking parents what gender is your child, and we'll put them wherever they are. We're not telling other parents. It's up to them. We're respecting pronouns. We're doing all this stuff. And you know, the media keeps doing this. Well, there are no allegations of any wrongdoing. They're like, nope, bull crap. There's plenty of allegations. There's a lot of allegations here at hand. I got a message from a parent the other day who told me that day one, the kid came back and was like, oh my God, that was so much fun. I really enjoyed it. Day two, the kid came back and goes, why is everyone gay or trans at this place? Why is everyone that works there gay or trans? And in the ones that aren't, all have rainbow stuff all over all their notebooks and stuff like this. I mean, this is, it sounds like it's a grooming operation. I mean, that's really what it sounds like. And they better, if they're going to vote these things down, these legislators and lawmakers in North Alabama who are going to allocate money for this, either federally or statewide, they better have some sort of answer as to if this is how they're going to stop this, if they're not going to use the legislative process to do that. The bureaucracy is out of control.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. So I look at this and think, okay, they voted it down to committee. There's a way to solve this. All you got to do is go ahead and say, well, if you receive any state education dollars, you're now included in the bill. That's all you got to do, and then all of a sudden, boom, either Space Camp doesn't get their million, or B, they have to comply. But you're right. This thing can't go on. And by the way, this one is viral right now. Mm-hmm. And I've been to the state house when I've seen something come up and become a viral issue. And legislators do not want to deal with a viral issue. And the very idea, they did a voice vote, by the way, today, Jeff. It was a voice vote, in committee.
That's weak.
Cowards.
It absolutely was weak. I mean, you've seen that process 100,000 times. All that is like, we don't want our names on the record, so please do a voice void. Let's be done with this. And but you could hear Terry Collins apparently saying no quite loudly in the microphone herself. I sent her a text. Haven't heard back yet, but I do expect to have Mac Butler on at 4:30. So that's gonna be good. Next question, Jeff Poore, what do you got?
In the 6 months or so that we've had Reed Freely Alabama in existence, is there anybody in the universe who's reading more freely because of their existence?
You know, I went into a Books a Million the other day, Charlene and I did, and they had an entire stand with a big sign called Banned Books at Books a Million. And my sweet wife, who does not like to, you know, she leaves courting controversy to me. But my sweet wife actually walked up to the front counter and goes, "Excuse me, I'm curious about that sign over there, because if they're banned books, then you wouldn't be able to sell them."
Yep.
And but no, Reed Freely Alabama. That's quite the name. That's like calling it the Inflation Reduction Act. Everybody knows that's not what it's for. Yep. Your thoughts, Dale?
Oh, well, I agree with everything you guys say. This is actually going to be one of my questions. This group is racking up L's at a very impressive pace. They're getting people fired. They're doing all these things, and they're gaining nothing from it except for 35-second TV interviews on local television channels by lazy-ass reporters who know that they can talk to these people and they'll say exactly what they want them to say. Then they put that clip together, it goes on the news, and everyone goes, "They're supporting what? Let me talk to my lawmaker." And then they lose. They are losers. These people are just absolutely terrible human beings. And they're, remember, at their heart of hearts, what they are mad about today is that it is harder for a librarian to show your 8-year-old child a penis. And that is what they are upset about. And that makes them terrible people. So continue to lose.
I wish y'all could see my face. I love having this show. So Dale, I mean, Jeff, it's your own question. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Dale. Like, no one is reading more freely. So the point is this. I think these people are just angry people looking for an excuse to vent. I mean, there's this bottled up anger within them. And they're the type of people, they're like professional protesters, but there's some kind of emotional release, some kind of satisfaction they get out of it. And if it wasn't library books, they would be mad about something else. So, like, the whole moral of this story is, like, they have a cause, and they really suck at their cause. let's like, think about this. They exist, guys. They just exist for themselves. They do not, deep down, in their heart of hearts, they could care less about these stupid library books.
I agree. In the wrestling world, there's a thing called a jobber.
A jopper.
A jobber. J-O-B-B-E.
Oh, a jobber.
Jobbers. Okay. And what they are the guys that come out and lose to the big guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's who these guys are.
That's right.
These guys are jobbers. Yeah. They come out and they lose every single time. Yeah, they go back and they collect their attention, and then they go back out there again to lose again. That's all they're doing. There were 5 people that got fired. I think some of them got their jobs back down there in Prattville. But 5 people fired. They got a 10-minute Caitlin Collins, Dylan Mulvaney interview, and then they got $12,000 on a GoFundMe account. But they all lost their jobs. Like, you really pissed your life away for nothing.
It's your moment in the sunshine.
And what are they going to do as librarian sciences people?
But hey, Caitlin Collins, that's her hometown, man. That's big doing. She got on there and gave that snarky look that she does. I mean, she looks like she's been sucking lemons every time I see her.
I'm going to tell you, if the argument is Caitlin Collins used to go to this library, therefore we should protect it, I have a counter argument. Burn it down. that's my counter argument.
Okay, so last question. We got about 2 minutes before the break. What do you got?
Well, I was going to ask something similar to the Mac Butler thing. The state superintendent and AL.com's education reporter both said it would be impossible to teach AP biology if they're not allowed to talk about instruction on gender identity and sexuality.
What?
That's it. Trisha Powell Crane wrote it. I'm sure someone edited it and someone else hit print on it. But that's
1819 News hasn't grabbed that story yet.
I'm just telling you, hold on. And they made the argument that they may have to do away with things like AP biology without doing this. I don't want to say Trisha Powell Crane should be fired because God knows she's not going to be able to do anything else. But the state superintendent saying something like this, I think it might be time for him to look for something else to do.
Yeah, I'm so first of all, what you're saying is AP, that's the advanced placement biology.
Yes.
That's like the smartest of the smart kids.
Yep.
Those are the curve busters. Those are the ones who always score well on the test.
Yes.
And you're saying that they will then have to learn things that are not biologically sound and then go down the hall to their grammar class, English language class, and be told that pronouns are no longer what they used to be. And then what kind of schools are we?
These are the same people that tell you that football at Alabama is going to have to end and all these other things. They're just there's a better way to put this. They're liars.
Jeff, you better weigh in, man, and I hope you're doing a story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do I learn what a car is by not knowing, like, by seeing a bicycle or something? I mean, you're right. I'm a little surprised Eric Mackey usually, he's smarter than this and avoids these sort of issues, but I apparently not.
Well, apparently not. Well, that's huge. I would love to know how the state legislature feels. Of course, they just voted down the Space Camp Amendment. So who knows? Maybe the state legislature will embrace this as the new way forward in education. Or maybe he's still chapped because we got school choice passed. I don't know. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We're just finishing round one with the Grand Council. We got Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and just little old me. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Round two of the Grand Council. I got all kinds of feedback going on there. Now it's finally done. All right, we're back for round two of the Grand Council. I got Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5, host of the Jeff Poor Show, also with 1819 News, and Dale Jackson from up here at WVNN in Huntsville, writing for Yellowhammer News. I got the first question. I'm changing gears completely. So Afghanistan. Yesterday, General Milley, General McKenzie both came back wearing coat and tie because they're retired now. And they sat down and gave testimony, and I'll be honest, they pretty much threw the Biden administration under the bus. And I don't recall ever seeing this happen where the retired generals show up, like literally within a year of retiring, and talk about the people who are still in office and how badly their decisions have been on the military front. Your thoughts on this, and I'm gonna switch gears and go over to Dale first since you got a military background.
Well, wait. I was in the E5. I don't think that really counts.
Backbone of the Army, man.
If you need KP done, I can oversee those guys. I'll just tell you this. The way I look at it is you look at Milley, who came out pretty hard on Trump when he was still wearing the uniform, which he shouldn't have done.
Right.
Here he is doing this, which is against norms. So some of this might be attention-seeking. But also, he doesn't want any blame for this. He doesn't want any part of this. This has been a disaster. They were talking about people, our assets being killed. This isn't like, oh, there was stuff in Donald Trump's bathroom. People might be killed. No, these are human beings that we know died.
Yeah.
We see hands were falling off of airplanes because they were getting caught in the wheel wells and they were getting their hands chopped off and falling to their deaths. I mean, this all happened on the Biden administration's watch. And
13 service members, U.S.
Right, of course. Yes, of course. But I'm just talking about after the fact. We've got all this other stuff going on, too. It's just a disaster of epic proportions. And these guys, they want it off their conscience and their resumes.
All right, Jeff, poor chime in. What you thinking, dude?
It's just blame passing. I didn't like it. I mean, like they passed the buck on this.
They should have resigned right away.
They should have.
Yeah,
I'll say that again, Jeff.
But it was just kind of disgraceful, I thought. I don't know. It's just maybe they were being honest, but I would have liked to have heard, yeah, we advised him to do this and said it would be okay or whatever, and we miscalculated. But there's no contrition, and I found it kind of an odious process.
And I agree with that. See, that's what I was thinking. I mean, if they're going to say now, after the fact, well, we tried to tell them, and they wouldn't listen, and there's a bunch of beta males over there at State Department that thought they knew military, strategy better than we did. I'm thinking, that's when you should have resigned, sir. You already had 4 stars. You had your full retirement. Nothing could have stopped you. You could have gone out to the press and said, I felt like the time was right for me to retire. And I have tendered my resignation. And they didn't do that. He hung around for several more years and then retired with honors. And now he's talking bad about his boss, who I don't care for, but still, nonetheless. All right, listen, we're going to run out of time. I'm going to go to Jeff next. What's your question, dude?
Roy Johnson, I think I'm going to make this declaration. He is the most talented columnist at AL.com because he has an ability to invent racial grievance angles I never would have thought of in a million years. So tell me this. Is it racist to hold the gambling election in September and not in November? Because according to one Roy Johnson, it is racist have a special election and not have the lottery or gambling or whatever it's going to be on the ballot with the November election.
Well, when you view the world through the racist lens, then everything is racist, right? I mean, at that point, your dark color glasses are just literally going to see what they're going to see no matter what happens. But is it racist to have a special election? I mean, it's disingenuous, first of all. Well, we don't want to mess with the general election, so we'll sneak it over here on September 10th and try to get it passed that way. Yeah, it was pure politics, but racist? That's ridiculous. You go.
It is the self-hating soft racism of low expectations. I mean, really, it is. What does that say about the people that he thinks look like him and how they think? Because he's basically saying black people will not go to the polls in order to decide whether or not this country moves in this direction or that direction, or for the opportunity that everyone claims black people have deserved in District 2 forever, which is to have a representative that looks like them, but they will go to the polls so they can buy scratchers. I mean, that's what he's saying, isn't it?
These are the same people who probably said that black people didn't have the smarts to get a picture ID.
I mean, for voting. Yeah, that's the exact same people. It's the same ones that say, how do I fill out my absentee ballot thing? I better pay someone to do it. And yeah, that's a problem as well. These people are a joke.
They are.
But he is the most talented, which is like saying that I'm the best talk show host here.
All right, listen, we got 1 minute, so give us a quick question there, Dale Jackson. Wrap us up. What you got?
Jeff Poore's got 2 kids now.
Oh,
is it the last? Is it the last one? How many more are we going, Jeff? How many more? You go first, Phil. How many more has Jeff got in the can?
I think he's got 4 en route. He may be shooting for a basketball team. I don't know.
I don't know. The whole goal here is to trap his wife, who is far better than he is. So I think he needs to put at least 3 more down. So he needs to have 5 to fully trap her and lock her down.
Jeff, you got 10 seconds to tell us what you think.
Dale, once again, did not think of a second question, so...
I told you that Jeff would hate this question.
All right, you guys, I appreciate you. From FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poore Show, that would be Jeff Poore, and also the editor-in-chief for 1819 News. And oh, by the way, Dale Jack here at WVNN in Huntsville and every other station in North Alabama, and also writes for Yellowhammer News. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.